broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we support the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. After all, it is about the rule of law. Welcome to the broadcast. Donald was famous for talking about the rule of law when he was running to get your vote. Now he violates the supreme law of the land and attacks a sovereign nation. All under the guise of protecting America. Bottom line, he's been deceived, or he's part of the problem. Not sure which at this point. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Jay Giles dead at 71. That stinks. Speaking of that. Dear Sam, thank you for signing the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste's petition. They want to basically decrease funding to the United Nations, and I support that completely. Donald would have supported that when he was running. He won't support it now, folks. High school sweethearts reconnect. They marry after 64 years. That's a phenomenal news story we talked about. 11 states are now threatened with lawsuits if no action taken to clean up voter rolls. Judicial Watch gonna sue. We talked about an airman that pulled out a concealed weapon, saved a life, stopped one brother from stabbing another. That's good news. A Russian man fills wife's car with cement. It's revenge. Because she changed her name, I guess, for a marketing campaign. Australian man swam away from seafood restaurant. Nothing like a dine and dash swimming style. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He's right. He says California shouldn't be deciding everyone's values. Neither should the Donald. Sky's the limit. We talked about futuristic cars. They say it's a flying car that could be available. You got to have a lot of money for that baby, though. Melania Trump accepts damages from Daily Mail over model claims. I guess she got almost $3 million. She was only hoping for about $150,000. That was our one of yesterday. The archive is available at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Hour two, we talked about the masquerade of school choice. A parent's story, writes Valerie Strauss. President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos say their goal is to push for school choice, and I support that. And then she wrote another article talking about why the Trump-DeVos visit to a Catholic school is so unusual and what it really means. She's downing religious schools. Just quit stealing my money and promoted the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, every one of you. But see, Donald could abolish the education department. He could get backing from Congress. There should be enough Republicans to shut down funding. But no, they don't have any gumption. They talk till they get elected, and then none of them will do it, not even Donald. One way to make national debt vanish, writes Roger Simmermaker, WND.com. He does a great job. He says, if you want to get rid of our burgeoning national debt, then get rid of free trade, and the results are the free trade agreements that created it. Get rid of that free trade stuff. Yeah, that's all you got to do. But see, Donald talked big about that. Now he failed. He flopped. Storm went off in California. Gold country, say there's gold everywhere. Go to California if you want the gold. I'm not going. CIA changes history on Assad's chemical weapons agreement. Yeah. LibertyNewsDaily.com with that piece. We talked about a 50 Shades cocktail, how booze is becoming the new popcorn at theaters. We also talked about the Target CEO now admits that the policy announcement was a huge mistake. Says that the boycott was self-inflicted, American Family Association. But I don't really see, well, he expressed regret for it all going down that way. But I don't see a change in tune from Target. So that's the recap. Incredible summary, available show notes and more. Click on a single click. If you go to libertyroundtable.com, you can listen to both hours yesterday. And then, of course, they'll be in the archive. Available talk radio anytime, anywhere, free at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. If you want incredible radio around the clock, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out today. If you want incredible news, LibertyNewsDaily.com. That's the recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Welcome to the broadcast, Mr. Kurt Crosby.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. We start this segment of Liberty Roundtable Live on a sad note with a prayer in our heart for his family. William Norman Gregg, personal friend, constitutional patriot, God-fearing, country-loving, dedicated to all that matters, promoted God, family, and country, protected life, liberty, and property, incredible, prolific writer, a brilliant mind, and more. Personal, dear friend passes away. His life was from February 4th, 1963, to April 12th, that's yesterday, 2017. Gregg and his wife, Corinne, had six children together. And the oldest, from what I understand, is 18, so a lot of young kids left behind. Of course, Will Gregg was the author of several books from a constitutionalist perspective. He was formerly a senior editor of the New American Magazine, the official publication of the John Birch Society. Gregg was also a well-known studio musician, did a great job, played the blues and all kinds of other cool music. Very talented soul. He's gone home to his father in heaven. And I know he's still a freedom fighter, and he'll be doing all that he can from the other side of the veil. I testify that he lives, that because of the atonement and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Will Gregg lives, my brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you right now, that's a critical thing to understand and keep in mind. And not only does he live, but he will fight for freedom. He's in the spirit world. He's in paradise, if you will. That's where Jesus even said the thief would go. And so we have confidence, faith in, a strong belief. We have a conviction that Will Gregg is alive. He's just with his father, his maker. And he's got a work to do there, and he'll help us out here for the sacred cause of liberty. Our prayers are with Corinne and Will's children, and those loved ones and family that he's left behind. He was the writer for LibertyNewsDaily.com. He was also the voice of the news service for quite a while. He got sick a couple of weeks ago. He was in the hospital. He got out of the hospital. I talked to him Tuesday night. He said, you know what, I'm ready to start writing the news again. And then I heard yesterday afternoon from his brother that he passed away. Our prayers are with the family. And our heart goes out to Will. And man, what a sad tale. So unexpected, 54 years old. We love you, Brother Will. All right, there you have it. Kurt, any comments from you on this?
Oh, I don't know really what to say. I'm looking at some of the, there were a couple of news stories that I found with regard to this. One indicating that it was a heart attack. There is a GoFundMe page set up, I guess it was for the medical support for Will.
How much money raised so far?
It has $13,786.
All right, send me the link on that. I want to donate to that. That's nothing. The medical costs are out of the stratosphere, but now I don't think they had insurance, and I know his poor wife's got a bunch of little kids to deal with, and I don't mean deal with in a negative sense. I'm just saying she's got a lot of responsibility on her shoulders. I beg all of you, you know what, I ask you to donate to us all the time, whether you do that or not, you know, but please donate to Will. Please donate to Will's fund. Kurt will send me the Give Me Liberty, or I'm sorry, the GoFundMe account. What is it? Is it simple?
It says GoFundMe.com/medical-support-4-Will-Gregg. I don't know if that's, you know, simple.
All right. Well, send me that link, and I'll put it in the show notes. Our prayers are with Will and his family. What an awful scenario. It's unexpected. He was so young, 54 years young. He was full of life. He had passion. He was one of the most brilliant writers I've ever known. He had a vocabulary like no other. I mean, when he'd write, I'd have to look up words sometimes, and I'm pretty educated, folks. I mean, I got a pretty decent vocabulary myself.
I'd have to do that all the time.
Humbly submit. But, compared to Will, I was like a kindergartner going, what did he just say? Hold on. And I look it up, and I go, wow, that was brilliant. That was incredible. Will Grigg, ladies and gentlemen, RIP, my friend. Rest in peace. Liberty Roundtable, live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
How appropriate, antiwar.com. Will Grigg was a mighty voice for justice and liberty. Antiwar.com. How appropriate right now, huh, Kurt? You got the anti-war
that
folks?
That is exactly right. Yeah, good point.
I agree he was a mighty voice for justice and liberty. And they're spot on. And Will Grigg was a personal dear, dear friend. And we'll miss him terribly, folks. He wrote a lot of books. He was a musician. He played a lot of great tunes. He loved music like no other. But he was a dear friend. He was polite and kind. And, man, we'll miss him. He wrote some incredible books, too. And, man, I just don't know what to say. I almost didn't even want to do the show today, folks. However, then I thought about it, and I thought, what would Will say? Would he say, Sam, don't do the show? He'd say, no, come out swinging.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, in fine fashion as we always do. We're going to set aside our misgivings, our concerns, our whatever you want to say, the flesh is weak scenario. And we're going to bust out, and even with all of our idiosyncrasies, I'll just throw in a word there for you, Will style. Even with our idiosyncrasies, we're going to bust out and do the best we can for the sacred cause of liberty that I submit to you that Will Grigg is still engaged in. Yeah. All right. Our prayers are for his six children. Now, we got to come out swinging, Kurt. So I don't know how to take on this subject except for directly. And a lot of people have been calling me and emailing me and saying, Sam, don't be so hard on Donald Trump. You got to give him time. Don't you realize the swamp is so full of gators? The swamp is just so, I mean, look, you got to at least give him 100 plus days. Sam, you got to, and my response is, no, I don't. No, I don't. What we've got to do is call a spade a spade. And I'll continue over the next hour and a half to unfold my vision and view here with Donald. Let's just start at the beginning when Donald first was serious about running for president. I said to everyone, look, Donald is not our friend. Donald is an insider. Donald hangs around with the rich and the famous and the politically connected he has for his whole life. And Donald is great friends with Hillary, like personal great friends with Hillary. And he's never done anything that I could see that really supports the sacred principles of liberty. And so Donald is one of two things. Either one, he's an insider and he's just, you know, giving you lip service to make you feel good and support him. Or he'll flip-flop. He doesn't have the integrity. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude. He doesn't have the political wherewithal to stand. He doesn't understand the Constitution. And so even if Donald might be a nice guy, and even though he says a lot of the right things, beware of the Donald is what I said back then. Is that right, Kurt? Do you remember this?
I think you had a little bit to say about that, yeah.
Yeah, and those were my comments. And what people said to me is, Sam, no, listen. He's saying the right things. Even if we get a tenth of what he says done, it'll be worth it. It'll be good. And so I voted for somebody else because I said I don't believe that Donald is the person that I voted for, which was Darrell Castle. And if you go to the LibertyRoundtable.com website, the article's reposted up there talking about who I endorsed and why. And I talk about integrity and I talk about the importance of honesty and I talk about, being true in your personal and your public life. I talked about a person of high moral character. We need to vote for people that are good. Donald says a lot of good things, but he's not a good person. Okay, he's had all kinds of marriages, all kinds of weird stuff. You know what? The liberals are right on that. Well, anyway, long story short, when Donald started saying and doing a lot of good, right things, and I really believe that he might actually put a couple of our people in office. When I say our people, I just mean people that believe with our point of view. I thought, okay, Sam, you know what? You could be wrong. You're not a prophet. Give Donald a chance. And as he became the nominee for the Republican Party, and eventually as he became president, I felt it my duty to give Donald a chance. And whenever Donald did something correct or good, I would praise Donald. To the point where I got criticized by some saying I was nothing but a Donald supporter. Others would criticize me and say how, you know, hey, Trump isn't who you think he is. I know. I get it. Go listen to my sound bites. The archives are there. I said this over and over that Donald isn't one of us. Okay? But I also want to be the guy that gives someone a chance. I don't believe in predetermined outcomes. And so I did my very best to be patient, to give all opportunity. Same with the Republicans. I told you that when they got in office, nothing would change. They're all talk. They're not action. I said that we've done this before. Remember the Republican Revolution or the Freshman Revolution back in the mid-90s? We knew this was the case. They failed then and they'll fail again. But we got to give them a chance, folks. This is the greatest majority we've ever had, at least in our lifetimes. And I said, so there's a lot we got to do. And I was the first one to really give Donald a serious chance. And that's, to me, what this was about. But now Donald has been in office, well, closer to 100 days than 50. And the first 100 days, in my opinion, that's over 3 months, we'll let you know where Donald stands on all kinds of issues. Because if he doesn't do what's right the first 100 days, if he doesn't make headway the first 100 days, the likelihood of the momentum loss, it's kind of like a basketball or a football game. Once you start to lose that momentum coming out of the gate, it's going to be a tough uphill battle. It's also going to take the next 100 days just to reverse all the whatever you did. If you didn't put the right people in place to drain the swamp in the first 100 days, you'd probably never have the right people. And if you're not surrounded by the right people, even if you mean well, those around you won't mean well, and you'll be betrayed from within. And we're seeing that happen to the umpth degree. And for the remainder of the broadcast today, we're going to document the flip-flops of the Donald. We're going to document the double speak of the Donald. We're going to document the, well, disingenuous nature of Donald Trump. And you could say, well, Sam, no, come on. The swamp's so deep. He's struggling. He's doing his best, but you got to give him credit. Congress has been difficult. I know. I get it. But he made promises. And if he were doing the things that he had authority to do, I would think differently. But when he doesn't do things he has authority to do that he claimed he would do, and when he doesn't do things that could stop things, then at some point I start to question the narrative. What's the truth? Did Donald just say things to placate us all and get us all aboard and elect him? Does he love controversy and attack and doublespeak? Where does the Donald stand? And the problem is we don't really know. What we do know, though, is we need to look for good, honest, wise men and women, I guess, to be our servants. Good, honest, wise. Now think about those three words, good, honest, and wise. And think about what they entail. Is Donald good? It depends on how you define good. To me, it's a moral discussion. Well, when he's going to grab women by the blank, that's hardly good. When he's got multiple wives and this kind of stuff and girlfriends and models and whatever, that's hardly good. He's friends with Jeffrey Epstein, the well-known convicted, pornographer and beyond? Child abuser, sex abuser, whatever you want to say. And then you look at Donald and you say, his locker room talk got dismissed. I let it go at the time and defended it, saying, look, people can change, people can repent. I get that. And if it's true, so be it. I hope it is. But you look at the scenario and all these women come forth with these allegations, but of course you never get the pay dirt on the truth. Because the lawsuits go away, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. Is Donald good? Well, he's good at making money. With the taxpayers bailing him out when he doesn't make money. He's good at deceiving the people and generating controversy and profiting and looking like the suave, debonair, solution-oriented provider. He's good at that. But is he good as in a man of moral character with integrity? I think not. And I'm prepared to document the differences between his White House bid and his administration. We'll do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News This Hour, I'm Brad Gibson. Melania Trump has settled two libel actions against the British tabloid The Daily Mail, who accused the First Lady of running an escort service. The charge was she was providing services beyond simply modeling. The Daily Mail has admitted the allegations were false, has retracted the story, and settled for $2.9 million. The libel settlement is one of the highest ever to go through the British courts. Melania Trump reportedly sought damages of $150 million. The tough talk continues between the Trump administration and North Korea, with its leader Kim Jong-un threatening to hit the U.S. first with nuclear weapons. With a U.S. carrier task force nearing Korean waters, Chinese President Xi has urged Trump to find a peaceful solution. He stressed that China insists on realizing the goal of denuclearization of the peninsula, but North Korea has a history of violating numerous agreements. Even if China guarantees compliance, the U.S. has no means of making China follow through if North Korea doesn't comply. As in prior agreements, getting the West to back down from threats of force only buys more time for both North Korea and China to advance military preparations for a possible confrontation with the West. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Brad Gibson.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
To all my friends that want me to use kid gloves on the Donald, I don't think so. He doesn't do that to anybody else. I'm not here to attack Donald Trump, but I am here to stick with principle. I am here to say, you know what, to some degree I told you so. I warned you that Donald was not one of us and that he would betray us. And I submit to you that the ultimate betrayal of those who elected him is underway like you cannot imagine. My headline is this: Trump doublespeak sadly becomes signature of administration. He sure talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. All right, let's just talk about a few things before we get to the real issues. But let's talk about some of the issues that kind of matter. Number one, Donald said we need to get to the bottom of the Barack Obama birth certificate because, man, there's something there that just stinks to high heaven. We got to solve that. And, you know, Donald was, in my mind, growing up, I heard about him from time to time. He was a big, business guy, a developer, an entertainment guy. He had hotels, and you'd hear about him, in the entertainment and tabloids and things, but Trump wasn't really a force to reckon with in my mind. But the first time he really hit serious politics stuff in the minds of modern Americans is when he said, we got to get the truth on Barack's birth certificate. And he literally did his best, supposedly spent money and dug into it and did all these things. But strangely, the closer he got to the White House, the more he backed away from that. And he even went so far now as to say, well, I think that Barack is an American. Now, maybe Barack is an American. I think that he is. I think that he's the son of Frank Marshall Davis, the well-known communist. And it's not that Barack is really not a citizen, but it's that they don't want you to know that we elected the son of a communist indoctrinated in communism to the White House. Nevertheless, we don't know the story on Barack Obama, but Donald was going to get to the bottom of that. And if anybody had the money to get that done, it would have been the Donald. And he talked and talked and talked and then did nothing but back away, Kurt. And now I ask you one question. If anybody in the country could get the truth on Barack's birth certificate and launch a real investigation on the information that Joe Arpaio put forward, good old Sheriff Joe, put forward that the birth certificate that Barack Obama released was a fraud, was a forgery. And anybody could get to the bottom of this whole scandal. Who in the country could do it if anybody could at this point?
Well, you'd sure think he had the should have the connections for it.
Donald Trump has the money, he has the connections, and now he has the power of the presidency behind him.
Yep.
If anybody could launch that investigation, it would be Donald. I mean, after all, Barack spied on Donald, right?
That's right.
So if Barack can do it, Donald, either Barack didn't spy on you and he doesn't have authority and he can't, or he did. Now, if he didn't, it's criminal, then prosecute him and lock Barack up. Okay, so if Barack really spied on the Donald should do the ultimate spying on Barack publicly and openly and say, we're going to, you know what, we're going to consider Donald or Barack Obama a criminal if he lied about and created a forgery birth certificate and then spied on me. But see, Donald won't do it, Kurt. He's not even close to doing it. He talked a lot, but he won't walk the walk. Now, same thing. He led the chance to lock up Hillary, right? Is that right, Kurt? He led the chance to lock up criminal Hillary.
I think that was one of the main things he'd say at those big events.
All right. Now, Hillary Clinton has had a 20-plus year rap sheet of criminal activity, but never prosecuted for any of it, Kurt. He said he was going to lock her up. Now, what does he say? I love Hillary. I don't mean Hillary any harm. Hillary's my dear friend. Now, didn't I tell you that Hillary was his dear friend from the start, Kurt? Why would he lock up his dear friends?
I think so, yeah. Good point.
All right. Okay, he talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. The whole nation was excited to get to the bottom of the Barack birth certificate scandal. The nation was excited to lock up Hillary or at least have appropriate investigations and then, you know, action taken. Okay. He ran around and talked about China being a currency manipulator. Remember this, Kurt?
Yes.
Well, now Donald says, hey, he's about faced on that campaign promise to label China a currency manipulator. Trump, quote, Chinese are not Chinese manipulators. I mean, it's currency manipulators. He doesn't want to risk losing China's cooperation on North Korea. So now he's backpedaling on that. He's saying they're not currency manipulators. Now, Kurt, that's a lie. Donald is now engaged in fake news lying because China is a currency manipulator, Kurt. So is every country that uses fiat currency. Is that true, Kurt? Am I pointing out a factual? You cannot debate me and you cannot escape this reality. Go ahead, sir.
It makes sense to me.
I mean, look, is China a currency manipulator? Is the United States currency manipulator?
Well,
every
like you
country,
said, when you have fiat or bogus money, you know, then you're going to be manipulating that. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Now you got a federal export and import bank. And Donald said that that thing was not necessary, that it was bogus, it was, you know, didn't do any good. Now Donald loves the import-export bank. He reversed his campaign policy now, Kurt, which ensures, they say, purchases, foreign purchases of U.S. goods. Now he supports the institution. He claims it helps small companies, Kurt. So now he's going to keep the import-export bank. He's going to keep fiat currency. He's not going to call anybody a currency manipulator anymore. The only way to prevent us, the United States, from being currency manipulators is to return to honest money. Remember, Kurt, how I said we need to look for a good, honest, wise man? So is Donald honest? Is it honest to say China is not a currency manipulator? Is it honest to say the import-export bank helps business? During Donald Trump's campaign, he rightly said that the import-export bank was not even necessary. Boy, is that right. Trump now suggests that he's going to appoint Fed Chair Janet Yellen to another four-year term in 2018. He said, I do like a low interest rate policy. Reuters describes the comments as more evidence of Trump's drift to the mainstream on monetary policy. So, Kurt, if you're going to keep a person in who's going to keep interest rates low. That alone is currency manipulation if you keep the interest rates low, Kurt.
Yep, that's the way it is.
So the bottom line is Donald Trump betrays his base on the Fed, Kurt. You can't avoid what I'm saying. You cannot argue with me. You will lose. Not because I'm right, but because it's so blatantly, poignantly clear. All right? Now, Mulvaney. Remember this Mick guy, Kurt? The financial wizard?
Yeah, I think.
Well, now Mick Mulvaney comes out publicly and says this. Trump's promise to get rid of the national debt was hyperbole. Not going to do it anymore. Not interested. Don't need to. Forget it. It was campaign trail rhetoric and nothing more. Hyperbole, Kurt. Trump now even claims, I think our dollar is getting too strong. And that's my fault because people have so much confidence in me, says the Donald. So now is he not even good, not even honest, but he's certainly not wise. You don't run around and say, I'm so incredibly awesome. It's like Gaston, right? When he's running around telling you he's so awesome, it's his fault. The dollar's just crazy rocking. But if the dollar's getting too strong and you're keeping interest rates low and you're manipulating the currency and then you say it's your fault, and in the same breath, Donald Trump blasting other countries for devaluing their currency. Well, you want to know what happened right after Donald said the dollar's too strong and it's my fault and I'm going to keep Janet Yellen? Guess what happened, Kurt?
The dollar
dropped like a rock. Now, if the dollar can go up and down on just a few words spoken by the president of the United States, is that currency manipulation? Donald even admitted that it was his fault that it went way up. Now he's bringing it down with a single word. Trump is now supporting ambitious spending plans, including dramatic increases to military spending, as you wisely know. Right? It's not surprising for Donald to voice support for low interest rates. But the only way you can create low interest rates, Kurt, is if you manipulate the currency or to manipulate factors that eventually backs in and manipulating the currency. There's no other way. All right? So it goes on, and the issues get more and more and more critical the more we discuss this, Kurt. It's one thing to say, lock up Hillary. Oh, just kidding. Hey, what's the truth on Barack's birth certificate? Oh, that's not important. Barack's fine. To now we're talking about manipulating the money, tampering with the wealth of Americans, all based on fiat currency, running around perpetuating fake news that Janet Yellen's fine. Oh, boy. And saying that the import-export bank is fine. Saying that China's not a currency manipulator. Those are all fake news lies.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the Donald is tampering with the economy with dishonest fake news, folks, saying that China is not a currency manipulator. That's an outright absolute. Yeah, I mean, you can't even debate this stuff. Lie. It isn't true. And we praised Donald when he took on the mainstream press's lies. But if we're going to be honest with ourselves, see, I'm not a conservative or a liberal.
I don't really know what to say.
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not left or right. I just call it a spade, and I want honesty.
Kurt? Saddened to hear about the basically the bottom line, you know, that you're coming up with, and it's just the way it is.
All right, you ready for
and,
more?
It would sure be nice if it weren't that way, wouldn't it?
We're not even close to done, Kurt. All right, so now Donald voicing support for low interest rates. I thought we were going to audit the Fed, Kurt. He said he'd sign that. If you're going to keep Janet Yellen, you think you're really going to audit the Fed? You want her to keep interest rates low. You want to keep the import-export bank rolling. You're not going to audit the Fed, Kurt. Because if you audit the Fed, you'll prove, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the United States is the master currency manipulator of them all, my friend. It's not debatable. I'll give you proof. They pegged gold at $35 an ounce back in the, what, 60s, Kurt? That alone is currency manipulation. To tie your fiat fake money to real money and force a lock between the two? That alone is manipulation. It's been going on for our whole lives. But it gets worse, because not only are we manipulating the money, Trump derided NATO as obsolete. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to back out of it. They don't pay their fair share. They're bogus. Now Donald Trump, 180 degrees, unequivocally, Trump, NATO no longer obsolete. Finally, Mr. Trump busts out and backs NATO. He even did a press conference standing by one of the NATO generals. He embraced the military alliance, Kurt. How do you respond to this?
I guess you could just say snafu. Situation normal.
But I got a question.
All piled up.
Is this just a snafu like, golly, we made a mistake, people are incompetent up there? Or is this a scenario where Donald intended this all along?
That is a very hard question to answer, because then you've got to know, you know, so many things.
His heart and mind, I agree.
Scenes,
we don't know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you. But what? Here's the point that I'm going to make. It doesn't matter if I was right that he intended this all along, or if he's doing it through ignorance, or if they've threatened his life and he's doing it by mistake, or he's doing it because they're forcing him to. The results are the same, Kurt. Right? The results are the same. And the restore America or make America great again idea is gone. It's gone. Donald's not promoting pro-life like he could. He's done some good. I'll accept the good that he's done. But he's gone so far in the wrong direction now that I don't know even how to respond to it. Because even if you meant well, Kurt, you couldn't do more damage. Even if you wanted to change or reverse course, some people are still saying, Sam, you got to give him time. You know, he needs more time. And my response is, what? How much time? Till he's out of office? That much time? How much time does he need? And the problem is that he's putting things in place, Kurt, that will not be able to be undone, even if he wanted them to be. That's the problem, why we're out of time. He's surrounded himself with people that are part of the swamp mentality. And anybody who I thought was at least semi-decent isn't involved anymore or minimized in their influence or involvement. All right? NBC writes a huge article, Kurt, by Jane C. Timm. And it's called the 141 stances Donald Trump took during his White House bid. And it talks about his reversal on literally everything. Kurt, his reversal on everything almost. And it's shocking. I mean, you can talk about immigration. He said on day one or immediately, we're going to start deporting people en masse that are criminals. Kurt, do you see a mass deportation going on?
I don't. I would just say this on that part. I'm pretty sure there's quite a lot less coming across the border.
That's good, but that's not the deportations we're talking about.
Well, that's right. I've seen the reports basically in the... there was a story just lately, some Michigan city decided to not call themselves a sanctuary city. I see some, you know, improvement in that area that I wouldn't have expected with an Obama or Hillary.
In the area of deportations?
In the area of immigration.
Okay. So we think we have less immigration. But did you know that Donald has, what's the word when you have a bunch of Muslims in America or whatever, refugees, and you place them, you put them in a spot. What's that word called?
Criminal activity?
Well, you can say that. I wouldn't disagree. Donald has done more placing of immigrants than Barack did, Kurt. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's hard to even understand. So Donald is really just involved in this talking out of both sides of his mouth more than anybody I've ever seen, including Hillary. Okay, they say why Trump's plan for, you know, the immigrants would be disaster. But it turns out that Donald's doing more for them. They say refugees arrivals to skyrocket under new Trump plan. I mean, it's just beyond imagination. It's just beyond imagination. And it's hard to know really how to handle all this. But I'm telling you, there's 141 areas in which they talk about the Donald's flip-flopping. Number one, one of his phrases when he was running for office, Kurt, was build a wall, deport all. Remember that? Build a wall, deport all undocumented immigrants.
I remember the build a wall. I just didn't remember the deport all.
Yeah, he was going to deport the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, I know he said that. I just don't remember the build a wall, deport all.
And then he basically said... we're going to deport all undocumented immigrants, but we're going to bring the good ones back. Remember that? We're going to do it legally, though.
No, I don't remember. You know, I just remember closing the border and getting a handle on it, yeah. And we talk.
It was a CNN interview in July 2015 where he said, I want to move them out. And then we're going to move the good ones back in and let them be legal. But they have to come back and be here illegally. Right? Now, build the wall, deport criminals was the next statement, Kurt. Not all now, just the criminals. Triple the number of ICE officers and stop birthright citizenship. You remember that? In August 15, Donald Trump released a comprehensive immigration plan that included a bunch of ideas. Build the wall, make Mexico pay for it, deport criminal aliens, enhance penalties for overstaying your visas, triple the number of ICE officers, pause immigration to try and work on employing Americans. He's walked back or modified almost all of it. Yeah. He says he's going to use a deportation force to immigrate or to move forward with the policy. Then Trump came back and said, well, I might be flexible on deporting these people. February 2016, BuzzFeed reported that, hey, he might not deport the undocumented immigrants. Deport undocumented immigrants, but don't call it mass deportations, was the next one. A deportation force is to be announced. Then he said, well, I'm going to do the same as past presidents. Trump then championed President Obama's immigration strategy to deport criminals first. Then nine, Donald Trump's open to softening. Yeah. He was open to softening laws to help immigrants, Kurt. And then he says, now there's no amnesty, but we work with them. He said he was going to deport illegal immigrants that were criminals within 1 hour of being sworn in. But it never happened. I'm going to begin swiftly removing illegal criminals from this country, he said. We're going to get rid of the criminals. It'll happen within an hour of being sworn in. Trump, of course, did not discuss how he's going to handle all the other millions of undocumented immigrants. People don't know what the plan even is, Kurt. They say the plan, whatever the plan was, has never changed. Now, what do you say, Kurt? Do you know what Donald's plans are on the immigration issue?
I know they were building the wall. I know they're working on that.
Are they really? They're getting sued over building the wall right now, Kurt.
Yeah, there's some private property owners that don't like that, but there's a lot of guys anteing up to build it, you know. At least that's the reports I've seen.
Yeah, especially if they get a lot of money, they'll be glad to build it on somebody else's private property. Liberty Roundtable Live continues, ladies and gentlemen, in seconds. We got to document this stuff. I'm not here to attack the Donald, but I am here to say, what gives? Does this guy have any integrity, Kurt? That's the question. Honesty is the issue. Accountability is the, in my opinion, the payload. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, along with Christ the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help us? Hey, thanks.